I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, July 8th. If you throw a rock into a still pond, waves ripple outward. They jiggle the leaves and bugs on the surface, shaking things up a bit. And the same thing happens in the stars. In fact, a giant region of the sky is still feeling some ripples today. The Scorpius-Centaurus OB Association contains many stars of classes O and B, the hottest and brightest stars in the galaxy. It spans hundreds of light years and contains thousands of stars. And more stars are being born there today. The association began as a massive cloud of gas and dust. About 20 million years ago, it produced a big wave of star birth. Many of the newborn stars quickly exploded as supernovas. That outburst was the stone in the pond. Strong winds and shock waves from the stars rippled outward. That triggered the birth of more stars in the surrounding cloud. The rate of star birth peaked about 15 million years ago. But the ripples didn't stop. They created a smaller outburst about 10 million years ago, and another about 5 million years ago. Most of the stars in the region are no bigger than the Sun, but a few are big, heavy, and bright. Monster stars born from the ripples of a galactic pond. Many of these monsters are in Scorpius, which is low in the south at nightfall, to the right of the moon. It's marked by the Scorpion's bright heart, the star Antares, the most prominent member of the Scorpius-Centaurus Association. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.